We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
New York City, a couple of quick little updates for you, Met fans. As bad as the weekend was, I've got some good news for you.
It's not good news. Guaranteed it's not good news.
No, I've got some good news for
you. There's no way your mouth is going to utter good news to me.
Listen, I've got some news I think going to make you very, very happy. This wouldn't make me very happy, but I think if you're a Met fan, this really brightens an otherwise dreary weekend.
Let's see how predictable you are. I think you gave it away. You said, quote, this wouldn't make me happy.
I would not be all that excited
that
about it, but I'm not a Met fan.
Somebody won an award.
Oh.
Somebody was the player of the week.
Nope.
Somebody was the player of the month.
Bingo!
Wow.
Then I want to congratulate Eduardo Escobar.
Yes.
Yeah. And Gary Cohen with his little fist pump in the air. It's the month of Escobar.
It was. It was the month of Escobar.
Well, guess what, Gary? It's October.
Yeah.
The month of Escobar is over. The month of the Mets are going to win. They've got DeGrom and Scherzer. Over. And I don't know how you're going to handle this
message. He actually hit this weekend, so I can't. He's one of those guys
not your
kind
problem.
Of the precipice of he wasn't terrible, but he wasn't, you know, an impact player either.
Okay, here's an announcement for you.
Yeah.
Tell me what you make of this. Diehard Met fans, rejoice. The Mets have just announced that single-game postseason tickets go on sale tomorrow morning at 10.
Now they got to hurry because Friday's game one.
That's right.
They thought they had more time. They thought there'd be a little bit of a break until next Tuesday when the divisional series would start. But unfortunately, Met fans, we are 5 days away from a playoff game.
Yeah, that's right.
Which, as a statement on its own, is incredibly exciting, but is really depressing in the context of a wild card round after spending 97% of the season in first place.
Listen, I think you're going to have a half-empty stadium today, tomorrow, and Wednesday, certainly on Wednesday. Because don't forget, and I know this is a side issue that does not affect a lot of you. You know, the Mets, because of the sweep, you know, if Atlanta wins one game, you're the wild card team. So let's just, for the sake of argument's sake, say, okay, that's going to happen. You're the wild card team you're playing on Friday. Here's the rub for the Met game tomorrow and Wednesday. Tomorrow they play at nighttime. It is the highest of holy days for Jewish folks, right? It's Yom Kippur. Starts sundown on Tuesday. It doesn't relax where they break the fast after atoning for sins until sundown on Wednesday. Wednesday's games across the league start at what time?
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock. So you're eliminating your practicing Jewish audience from both Tuesday night's game and Wednesday afternoon's game.
There's another thing that's going to happen, because I think the Mets are going to announce like historically small crowds for the next few days.
I do too.
Because of the lockout, it was weird. I guess it was nice that they did this, but because of the lockout, they gave these games as like an option as a season ticket holder. You had the option to say, yeah, I don't want those games.
Okay.
And then you had the option to click a button and take those games. I assume there'll be a handful of people that never clicked accept. So I bet you there are more tickets not even sold through the season ticket fan base than normal. So I would expect the crowds to be very small.
I talked to some Met executives this morning, and their hope was for tonight's game, 25,000. They thought that would be a good number based on what they drew when they were last at home and considering what happened this weekend. Tuesday and Wednesday, they acknowledge they have no idea because you're talking about Yom Kippur.
Right.
You know, so I don't know how that plays into it, but
who cares?
You know, now that it's over,
who cares?
And you're basically playing for Friday, I guess here's the question.
I mean, even these games are tough to get into. I know they're not out of it yet, but especially once they're officially out of it, these games are going to be.
Are you resting anybody?
Well, first of all, DeGrom's not starting Wednesday. Let's get that out of the way.
Right.
let's get the most obvious thing out of the way.
You playing Pete Alonso all three games? You playing Lindor all three games?
So here's the issue you run into. I think tonight you got to play everybody.
Because they're not dead yet.
You're still technically in it.
Okay.
And I think if the Braves take care of business tonight, which they may not, who knows? They may have a hangover. and may lose tonight. And we may get to tomorrow with there still being a shot.
By the way, it does have a letdown written all over it after a big sweep like that.
And by the way, I think the Mets are better off. If we can be honest and say it is incredibly unlikely the Miami Marlins are sweeping the Braves, as well as the Marlins have actually played recently, and they're not starting Alcantara. If we accept the Braves are very likely to win a game, I think we're all better off having the Braves just win this thing tonight.
Just not get it over with. So you don't have to worry about
it. For the point you made, because I think as long as there's a chance, can you really sit guys?
Right. I mean, if they lose and you win tonight, oh, wait a minute. It's a game. Oh, can we count on the Marlins to do our bidding for us? And then what do you do? And then DeGrom comes into play.
No. No.
No matter what.
No, 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 no. It would be one of the dumbest decisions I've ever seen.
Yeah.
To have Jacob DeGrom when you're a game behind,
okay,
pitching 162 with the hope that not only do you win, okay, likely, but that the Marlins lose. That would be, first of all, Buck wouldn't do it. He would not do it.
No, he's saving him for
that
game
would
one.
Be the dumbest thing ever.
All right. Anyway, so those are your updates. You can start buying single game tickets tomorrow. And by the way, the playoff games obviously will be sold out. So if you want to go to a single playoff game or a couple, you got to get your ass online at 10 a.m. tomorrow.
And I also warned
to
you
to do that.
They're very, very expensive.
The regular price tickets, yes. I mean, the primary market. Yes.
I'm talking about primary. I'm not talking about the secondary market. We'll figure out what the market does for that.
Stupid expensive, right?
Yeah, very expensive.
Well, I guess, Steve Cohen had a good year, though, I read. His net worth went up,
great,
not down.
Great.
So I'm just,
you know what that means?
He's got more money to get Aaron Judge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No jokes, because I don't want to get into the offseason, but I will tell you, if you look at what happened this weekend and you say to yourself, boy, I'm the owner of the Mets and I'm pissed off. I flew down to Atlanta. What went wrong?
Yeah.
That's the name that's in your head.
Do you think you went for chicken wings at the club that the basketball player went to a few years back?
Well, it's known for its famous chicken wings, so of course.
Yeah, like that place has like the dopest chicken wings in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And that's why I go there.
Is that Lou Williams who did that?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. What was the name of it? It was called like the Gold Club or something like that. And he's like, man, I'm just here for the wings.
Maybe that's why Steve went to Atlanta this weekend.
They got good wings, Evan. Good wings. Listen, you and I saw Steve Cohen eating a mini bag of Doritos.
Yes.
So the fact that he might eat wings, I don't put that past him.
No, he didn't tweet this weekend. He tweeted out Friday, I'm in Atlanta, I'm pumped up, this is what it's all about.
To be honest, what is there to tweet? I believe in you guys.
No, you're right. There's really nothing, because anything he says, people would get pissed off at.
Yeah.
If he said, look, this was a horrible weekend, but I'm proud of the guys, he'd get crucified for that.
Better off saying nothing, because then nobody can be critical of you.
What if he says, really, Jake? You want $50 million?
Yeah. That'd be funny. That would be funny.
Hey, Max!
Yeah.
I gave you 40 plus.
Yeah.
Can you give me more than that?
Can you decline the player option in a couple years, please? Here's Randy in Westbury. Randy, what's going on today?
First of all, talking about chicken wings, have you guys ever been to Stickies?
Yes.
Awesome. Freaking amazing.
Solid wings. But, solid.
Yeah. The other thing, Evan, when you went on your rant earlier, 100%, that was everything I would have said on the phone. But the other thing is that, Craig, you're saying, oh, the Met fans are jumping off the ledge. You want to know why we're so upset? Because this team can never, ever do anything easy. It's got to be a tooth pull. Every time we get close to touching the freaking championship. It's disgusting.
Just out of curiosity, how many times have you been close to winning a championship that this is what they always do?
I was there when they lost the game in 08 to the Cardinals with the Andy Chavez catch.
Oh, sucks,
I was there for the last game at Shea when
they
freaking lost the division that day. I was also, I mean, it's just,
you know, here's your pain, buddy. Here's the problem.
Good job, Randy.
This caused a lot of issues around here.
What's that?
But there was a Sports Minute from Friday that caused a hubbubaloo. And it was a Sports Minute from Sean Morash, who did a show yesterday. Now, Sean's a Yankee fan. He's a Giant fan.
No offense. Like, who's is Big Mac doing a Sports Minute?
He should.
Is Tommy doing
one? And what would be
one?
Wrong with that?
Oh, nothing. I'm just wondering.
But Sean did something.
I think I'm the only guy in this building.
I would enhance the Sports Minute.
By the way, I think Evan is the other one, because if I know Evan well enough. Like, when they first started doing Sports Minutes,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's a big to-do that Mike wasn't asked to do them.
Right.
And he was livid about it.
Right.
How do you not ask me to do it? Right?
You know,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, thank God they didn't ask me
I'd
to
have
do
no
it.
Interest.
I couldn't have less interest in doing
0.0.
Yeah, that being said, Sean Morash did one
guy. Sean Morash had a sports minute on Friday that I know pissed a lot of people off.
Shocking.
But I thought about it all weekend. He said very flippantly, it's a great sports weekend, great weekend for baseball, Judge is doing this, the Phillies are battling for a playoff spot, and then you have the boring Mets, who are obviously going to do what they always do and choke the division away.
Well, okay,
very
nice.
Dismissive, and Met fans I know around here were very upset.
Wow.
And all I thought about this weekend was, I know he was doing it to be a douche.
Yes.
But he was freaking spot on. And that's where Randy's upset. In the back of our mind, what Sean Morash said Friday is on all of our minds. That we have this DNA where we're the Mets, we're LOL Mets, and bad bleep is going to happen.
But,
and to witness that over the weekend kind of gets back to that point that Sean flippantly made that we all think deep down, which is,
well, not
we're going to choke.
Not everybody, because there's a battle of part-timers then, I guess. Because if Sean Morash said they were going to choke like they always do, how do you explain Sal Licata saying on TV or the radio, the division's locked up? It's the Mets. They won it already. It's over.
I'm not going to defend why Sal said that. First of all, that was in May. Maybe he was just being delusional at the time.
He said that in May?
He said it in May when they were up by 10.5 games.
I wouldn't know if that counts as a cold take because he unfollowed them and blocked them.
The mistake Sal made, and this is the biggest mistake he made, was not over exaggerating the Mets. He had zero respect from the Braves. And that was the mistake he made. The Braves are the defending world champions. They'd won four divisions in a row.
All
I know that. You know that. Everybody knows that, but he forgot. But that's him. I'm saying that what Morash said in that sports minute, as much as it may have pissed off anyone who heard it.
Yeah.
That's our subconscious.
Yes.
Look, he literally, and he's not a Met fan, he's just being a douche. I get that. I get all that. But what he uttered was what Lou Gower was thinking deep in his pit Friday going into the series.
That's
it's what
you guys
I
are
was
fighting.
Thinking.
Yeah.
It's what we were all thinking, yet we hope this would be different. We hope this isn't the same
old
Met.
Let me ask you a question.
Everything's different. And the reality was, it was the same crap.
When Scherzer lost on Saturday, did you guys write Sunday off as we're not going to win? Be honest. Because DeGrom loses, but it's easy to say, all right,
yes.
I got Scherzer. And then when Scherzer loses, now you got to be like, my God.
I want to make something very clear about writing things off. I've seen enough of baseball to know when you think you have it figured out, you have no idea. So I would never, ever go into a game or a series for that matter and say, there's no chance this could happen. I say that about the Mets. I say that about the Yankees.
Hey, the New York Jets won two football games.
Right.
So you can't say this can't happen.
Of course. So there was no thought going into Sunday of they have no shot. But was my confidence shaken? Of course.
Yeah, yes. It has to be.
My confidence was at an all-time low.
Yeah.
Rightfully so.
By the way, the club in the ATL is known as Magic City. So if you're down in Hotlanta or Buckhead, go to Magic City, not for the girls, for the wings.
Right.
That's where the hot wings
all
are.
Right. NLCS, I guess we'll go back, right?
From your lips to God's ears,
buddy boy. I know, right?
Boy.
I'm giving you something positive.
Joining us on the hotline, I think, yay or nay. I believe we're going to connect with a big Met fan who predicted this downfall and is very, very upset. And now he's warring with a lot of folks in this town about his Met fandom and about the Met collapse that's coming up. In a second, I think. I'm looking at Tommy. I know he's getting him ready right here. He's on the line. Let me go to my main man, Frank the Tank. Frank, it's Craig and Evan. What's up, buddy?
Nothing is up. Everything is terrible. The world sucks. And time is a circle.
Wow, that is very deep. Meaning that the Mets will be the Mets no matter who owns them, no matter who plays for them. What you're saying is the Mets will be the Mets.
Yeah, but this weekend is a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
You know the Padres are coming. We can't touch you, Darvish. Blake Snell will probably. I actually think the Mets are going to get shut out in both games in the wild card.
And now, to be fair, there are those out there, Frank, that think you're very negative no matter what's happening. But to be fair, I have to say, you've always been right.
Okay. And then look at my football team. You guys are going to be happy when the when they beat the Dolphins up next
week. You're not getting compassion from us about that. Sorry.
Yeah, he's a Dolphin fan. He's got Tua. But let's just stay on the Mets for a second here. When did you know this weekend that the Mets were in trouble?
When Jacob DeGrom had his full heel turn.
Got it.
His full heel turn.
Got it. So, DeGrom, and are you buying the excuse that it's a blood blister and a cuticle cut?
No, I think that he wants to be a Brave next year, and that was his heel turn.
Oh, come on. So he purposely gave up 3 home runs because he's going to be a Brave next year?
I like the conspiracy theory. Frank, what's wrong with that?
If he would have pitched good in Oakland, we would have had better chance in the series.
I get that, but what was he doing in Oakland? He was getting bombed in Oakland to help out the Bravies, the team he's about to go to?
I
is that
Frank's
what you're going
got
with?
A point, Evan.
I think Jacob DeGrom has tuned out this season, and I think we're going to see another bad outing when he comes up at the wild card on Friday.
You do. So your expectation is that do the Mets even get to Sunday, or do they lose the first two?
First two, and they don't score a run.
Shut out in both games. The Mets season comes to an end at home Saturday night.
Yep, I got tickets to Saturday night. It'll feel like the 2008 Shea Stadium. Hey, let's say goodbye, everybody. Hey, here's everybody. Yeah, like you just lost a heartbreaking game. Let's dance on your heart.
Yeah, I feel that. I feel your pain. I feel your emotion. This might be the toughest season yet for you, huh?
I would put this probably... It really legitimately is like another 2007.
Okay, and if you had to blame one person, who do you blame the most?
Billy Epler for his just absolute failure at the trade deadline. I mean, Darren Ruff, he would have literally been better off doing something besides nothing instead of getting down.
Well, yeah, because J.D. Davis has freaking 10 home runs for the Giants. Yeah, they would have been better off doing nothing.
I mean, Darren Ruff might go down as just the most useless... used baseball would have been better off than that Darren Ruff.
Yeah, so it sounds like you guys are not fans of Darren Ruff. I've picked up on that.
We will never see Darren Ruff in a Met uniform
so
again.
Now,
don't worry.
Frank, let me ask this. Let's say the unthinkable happens and the Philadelphia Phillies become the wild card opponent and they come into town. Would you still be picking against the Mets?
Yes, because we'll see... The Phillies win 2 games, and both winning pitchers will be Zach Wheeler and Noah Syndergaard.
Well, could you imagine that if the Mets lost to Wheeler and Syndergaard? You might as well. If that happened, you got to consider packing up the franchise, don't you?
Dude, we just saw Travis d'Arnaud delivering the backbreaking hit in the finale of this series.
Yeah, but
we saw Daniel Murphy win an MVP and help the Nationals make the postseason.
Yeah.
Like, you act as if we haven't seen things like that before.
But that would be crazy if you lose to Syndergaard and Wheeler and get knocked out of the postseason by those guys, right?
And Evan, I know you feel the same way. That when someone leaves the Mets uniform, it's almost like Clark Kent. They take off the Mets uniform. And it's like that, the S is underneath.
It feels that way sometimes with certain guys. And look, d'Arnaud was one of those guys I think we were all done with, if we're being fair about this. We were all just done with Travis d'Arnaud. But the fact he's not only turned into a star catcher, but he's a catalyst of the defending world champion Atlanta Braves and came through with one of the biggest hits in this series, it is salt on the wound, especially when we're starting James McCann.
Now, my understanding, Frank the Tank.
You mean James McCann.
Aha, there you go. Always have a funny nickname, of course.
He is so worthless. Uh-huh. You know, it's almost like he actually tells the batter what pitch is coming with the way he moves, and he just like moves his glove. He almost like tells him what's coming.
Well, we should investigate that. Maybe he is.
Maybe he's on the take like the Grom is.
You never know.
That first at bat he had in the second inning when he swung at 3 pitches off the plate in a row did look like someone who was just like, I'm done.
I'm out.
Close my eyes, swing a few times, and get the hell out of here.
Now, Frank, let me ask you this real quick. I understand that you blamed Sal Acata for a video he had out back in May that the division was over. It's the Mets world. We're all living in it. And you took a shot at him, and he has blocked you on Twitter. Is that right?
Yes, he has, because he doesn't want to... have any accountability that he counted the money in May and he jinxed us. The day he said that, the Braves started a 14 game winning streak.
So it's all on Sal, and he won't pay the piper on it. He's ignoring you by blocking you on social media. What a shame, right?
It's a shame.
It's a real shame. Well, listen, buddy, I hope you have a good time on Saturday when you go to the ballpark. And keep your fingers crossed. You might be surprised, okay?
Yeah, I'm not going to be surprised.
Hey, Frank, remember, good news. Very good news. You want to tell him or should I?
Yeah, Teddy Bridgewater is your starting quarterback.
Ben Simmons plays basketball tonight. Yay!
Well, I got the Mets slogan should be this. The New York Mets, always teasing, never pleasing.
I like it. I like it. That sounds like a Barstool t-shirt.
That's not bad.
Enjoy it, buddy. Good talking to you, and fingers crossed things turn around for you, okay?
Yeah, not in my lifetime.
Okay, well, I mean, that's one way to look at it, sure. He's a Dolphin fan. No Tua. Wah. And by the way, just real quick, give me 30 seconds of this, Evan. For all the hypocrites out there that were yelling and screaming about Tua being allowed to play in an NFL game, not a single person publicly questioned whether or not J.J. Watt should be allowed to play in an NFL game 48 hours, having his heart shocked back into rhythm after suffering from an AFib event. What?
Did we know about it at the time?
Yeah, he came out before the game because Jay Glazer broke the story, and he tried to get ahead of it and said, I'm aware that someone has leaked this to a reporter, so I'm just going to tell you what happened. I guess on Wednesday, so a little more than 48 hours, on Wednesday, he went into AFib, which is an irregular heart rhythm, right?
Right.
They took out the paddles, and they shocked his heart back into rhythm. He's playing football a couple days later.
Yeah, we had no outcry about that.
How is that not problematic for all you hypocrites that were yelling and screaming about Tua?
The answer is this, and it's not a good answer, but I want to give you an answer.
Yeah, please do. Yeah.
The visual of Tua from 2 weeks ago is what affected everybody. We saw him collapse, come back in the game. We saw him 4 days later with the fingers after he took a massive hit.
Yeah.
So I think, I honestly mean this, because I think this is in a lot of cases the example. When you see something,
sure,
it makes it worse than hearing about
something. So did we need J.J. Watt to have a stroke on the field on Sunday? Or have a blood clot go to his brain and kill him on Sunday? For somebody to go, oh, we probably shouldn't let the guy play?
Look, the reaction's different.
Yeah.
Look at domestic violence.
A bunch of hypocrites.
Look at domestic violence. You saw it with Ray Rice.
Yes.
The reaction, while people are mad, is different than when you see it. And you know that.
Right.
And I'm not saying this is a good answer, by the way, Craig. It's just the answer.
I know. I'm with you on that.
That's all I'm saying.
And by the way, no one is saying that the Giants in the NFL got it right by not letting Tyrod Taylor come back and play. Nobody is saying kudos to the sideline neurologist in the New England Green Bay game when Brian Hoyer got done,
right.
And he didn't come back with a concussion.
Well, this happens all the time in the NFL,
but
though.
All the focus is on a singular moment, as if they get it wrong all the time. That's not fair. It's not truth.
I think, though, in society, we react to when things are wrong more than the, hey, they got it right, they got it right, they got it right.
By the way,
we do that all the time, too.
But, like, this show is a perfect example.
Yeah.
The New York effing Jets are 2-2. The Giants are 3-1. Wah!
You're right. You're right.
The Mets got swept. They're going to the playoffs. Crybabies.
You're damn right I'm a crybaby. We're all crybabies.
By the way, I'm proud to announce that if you go to the Belldotti Bakery in Stamford, there's now a carton and Robert's donut, and the proceeds will go to charity. And the donut, which was invented by myself and Evan Roberts, is raspberry Nutella.
Raspberry Nutella. Is it Nutella or Nutella?
Nutella.
I think it's Nutella.
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 Raspberry Nutella.
Nutella.
Okay, either way. But the proceeds will go to charity.
Raspberry Nutella.
So, if you're in Stamford, Connecticut, and you want to help out worthy causes in the tri-state area, buy a carton in Robert's Donut, right?
And the flavor?
Raspberry Nutella. Nutella?
Nutella.
Nutella?
Nutella.
Biggs, how do you pronounce it? I'll go with you on this one.
Yeah, I say Nutella.
Victory is mine. At least I win something.
Hey. Well, and you also got to name a donut.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. You got a donut named after you. So you got that going for you. In life, that's a big thing. How many guys do you know have donuts named after them?
Nobody.
Yeah. Not a lot.
More people have probably walked on the moon than had donuts named after them.
There's a TikTok video I saw this morning Oh, we did not walk on the moon.
Yeah, okay.
No, yeah, because TikTok told you.
It's all over TikTok.
Just stop it.
Yeah, no, it's,
you can't deny it.
It's all over TikTok. We did not walk on the moon. We've never walked on the moon.
Yes, we have.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm sure you're right. Not on TikTok, but I'm sure you're right.
By the way, to answer your question from earlier, the Mets lineup tonight is their normal, we're trying to win baseball games lineup, so no off days. No, season's over. Let's rest up for Friday.
I think
they're still mathematically in it.
I think there's a secondary reason to that that I didn't think about until right now. Obviously, you play till you're eliminated or whatever the case is.
Yes, you have to.
But I also think, you know, this is where baseball trumps virtually every other sport. You want to get rid of the stink from Atlanta.
Yeah, I get that.
And the quickest way to do that is to go play a game, score 7-8 runs, and feel good about yourselves.
Yes.
So I also appreciate everybody wanting to play. Because they got stank on them right now. They got that Atlanta
There's
stank.
There's nothing they can do against the Nationals, against Corey Abbott, that's going to get the stank off. The only thing they can do is go play the Phillies or Padres on Friday and smoke them. You want to get the stank off?
Well, there's a little stank. They get a little
bing,
stank.
Bing, bing, divisional series. Yeah. That's the T-shirt. Bing, bing, divisional series.
Well, bing, bong.
No, not bing, bong. That went well for you.
Yeah, bing, bong.
That went really well for you. How'd bing, that work bong. Out? No, bing, bing as in win, win, divisional series.
But it goes. But it goes bing, bong.
No, bing, bong's dead.
Bing, bong.
Just like the idea of Donovan Mitchell coming here. It's dead.
Bing, bong.
Lashing out.
Because that's what he does.
I'm not lashing out.
Because he's upset that the Mets lost. It's okay.
Yeah, I am upset the Mets lost.
You're more upset that the Mets lost than happy that the Jets won. That's our disconnect.
Well, because the Mets are playing a series to determine the NL East. Like, there are different times of the year where certain things matter more, right?
Sure.
If the Mets were out of it, which I'm used to, then obviously every Jets September game matters 50 times more. But where you are in a season matters. The Mets played a series that blew the National League East.
By the way, Mets weather has just put out a tweet. There's no way they're playing baseball tonight.
Really? That bad, huh?
Yeah, according to Mets weather.
Are they going to have to play a bunch of doubleheaders now?
Could you imagine a doubleheader tomorrow?
Oof.
Because you can't play on Wednesday, really, the way baseball wants it set up, where everybody's playing at the same exact time.
You can. You'd start the first
play
game.
At one.
Yeah.
So it'd be that's just a single do. Admission.
I think there actually is a doubleheader on Wednesday that's like that.
Oh, is there?
Where, I forget who it is. I apologize. But
because that's why the Yankees doubleheader's tomorrow, not Wednesday, right?
I don't know if that's the actual reason. I just know they want to get it over with.
We have our resident weather guy here.
By the way, I apologize. There was no doubleheader on Wednesday. It was Tuesday along with the Yankees.
Yeah.
So my apologies.
So my gut is that they want to avoid it if they can. But according to Mets weather right now.
But they're not going to play tomorrow either. The weather's supposed to be worse tomorrow than it is today.
No. Oh.
The
is
Mets
that right?
may not play another game until Friday.
It's almost like they got to buy.
Beautiful.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.